Good morning once again on this very hot July, though it might be August by the time you see this. My name is the Reverend David Dunlap. I was the first minister here at First Presbyterian Church. I have the Venerable Howe, the professor at Columbia Seminary. He's back with us again. Enviously under the shade of a tree.
Absolutely, I chose first.
And who are you?
My name is Samuel Macon Smith.
And this is your grave.
First time I'm seeing it. It was not here in my day.
Now, you got quite a stone.
I did. But I think it's more a testimony to the love of this people and the greatness of our Savior than the servant who is buried beneath.
Yeah, the Reverend Smith was the minister here from 1889 until 1910.
Yes.
21 years.
Tell
us a little bit about Columbia in those years.
Well, Columbia had about 15,000 people. Electricity was becoming common, in fact. The world's first electric-powered textile mill was started in during Dr. Smith's term.
Just one more little thing.
It's now the State Museum in Columbia. It's now that same building.
And there were two cottonseeds, the largest cottonseed mills.
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't know what it means either. Before you left, Model T Ford cars were seen on these streets.
Indeed.
Now, you were a wonderful minister. You upheld the Reformed doctrine.
Well, in our day, the Reformed doctrine was under attack. Liberalism, which originated in Germany, or at least that was the major center of influence.
And that weasel Schleiermacher.
Schleiermacher was the main father of all of that. He had lost confidence in knowledge of God through his revelation, and he turned inside to learn about God from human feelings. He made the proper study of theology to be human feelings rather than the Word of God. I had to stand against it.
And you defended the Westminster Confession of Faith.
Well, indeed, the church as a whole here in the South was standing upon the Westminster Confession of Faith in those days. In Charlotte, during 1897, was the 250th anniversary of the finishing and the approval of the Confession of Faith. We had a great celebration of that.
And you gave a wonderful lecture.
Well, I was honored by my colleagues to be asked to speak on the future needs of the church in the light of this encroaching liberalism. And I was setting before them the Westminster Confession of Faith. I considered it to be a granite ledge which God had erected against a sea of mire and dirt that was washing up upon our shores.
Beautiful. I can tell. I can tell he must have been a wonderful orator. Now, if you have something to say to today in 2020, in the midst of a pandemic, to this church, what would it be?
Well, to stand firm in the day in which we live, we have to stand upon the Holy Scriptures. That's why the Westminster Confession of Faith is so vital to us, because every phrase, nearly every word in that document has been derived from the Scriptures. It's been tested over hundreds of years now, and we need to be noble Bereans, checking all things against the Scripture, never losing our confidence in the Holy Scriptures to guide us through the confusions of our own time.
Well, there you have it.
What?
Oh, no.
One more thing. Smith Chapel here at First Presbyterian Church is named after Dr. Smith.
Of course. Yes, of course. Now, whenever you're coming into the church through the front gates, just look to the right, and the largest monument that you can see is in memory of the Reverend Smith, who was minister here for 21 years.
Actually buried here.
And buried here. Well, stay safe, put your mask on, hold on to the Reformed faith, and we'll see you next week.